Home care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hey, Sarah. Good morning. How are you doing? It's Davidson.
Hi, Davidson. How are you? I'm good. I have not been able to get any confirmed overnight staffing. I do have people that have expressed interest, but they're just not answering me or answering their phone. I don't know. But I do still have a blast out. I really don't know what to tell you other than I'm still working on it.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, because you did call. You did call me yesterday, and you gave him the heads up, right?
So I know. And then I was trying to. Let me see where that one was. McNally. Yeah. Okay. So this guy, the one guy that took it, I'm working on getting him a higher rate as he requested. Other girl, it relocated, and this girl wanted to do it on a per diem basis. I don't know what that means precisely to her, and she didn't respond to me when I asked. I'm going to call her, and then I have another gentleman that was doing, he needed some updates to his HR that I'm going to reach out to now, actually, to see, because I called him and texted him. I really am sorry and apologize to him that I didn't mean to get his hopes up. Like my hopes were up, and I really thought that I had this going for you, and then everybody just stops responding to me. And
I also wanted to discuss with you another matter about my payment. The girl, Lisa, had said that it was going to be deducted from a couple of days back while Mr. James was still in the hospital. She claimed that the 40 hours plus the 47 overtime was going to be deducted from the week of 17th of February to the 22nd of February, right?
Let me pull up the file.
Yeah, she sent me this on a few days back, and she was like, the payment would be deducted from yours because obviously I had got paid, and then she was like, now the payment is going to be the 40 regular hours and the 47 overtime hours from week 17 of February through the 22nd of February would be deducted, and I told her, okay, not a problem. And then obviously, on my understanding, that would be for last Friday, which I didn't get paid. So now today she's just sending me another message saying that the previous mention, which is about the message that I just read out to you, saying that will be deducted next week again. I don't understand. Like tomorrow I'm supposed to get paid normally because it was already deducted.
Let me do some research in this, and I will give you a response in a little bit, okay?
Yeah, please, if you can, and like I've requested it
I
to
will.
You
I'm going to look at,
of,
yeah, I'm going to look at your pay stubs and see if maybe it was just a, maybe there's a little bit more that needs to be deducted. Maybe it didn't cover the whole thing, so let me look into it,
well,
and I will.
Just for the record, for the weeks that she's saying, the 17th of February to the 22nd of February, just last week when I was supposed to get paid, and my understanding that was already deducted on that day, on Friday, you know, and I didn't get
Friday,
paid at all. Yeah, the Friday that just passed.
Okay.
I didn't get paid at all, which it should be for the week of February the 17th to the February 22nd.
All right.
Yeah, so on my understanding now is that tomorrow, when it's usually pay day, I'm supposed to get paid regular, normal. Again, it's just normal.
I gotta do some digging, and I will definitely get back to you. Okay.
Okay. I'll wait.
All right.
Just,
thanks,
Davidson.
I appreciate it.
Give me a call.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye bye.
All right. Take care.